Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Mem Gimel, and we are about 10 lines from the top of daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan. So the Mishnah said a halacha, hamoitzi kelim, if somebody finds a keli, finds a utensil, and it had on it pictures, tzuras chama, tzuras levana, or tzuras darkoin, the halacha is we have to assume that the Ovid Avodah Zarah put those tzuros on his keli because he worships those tzuros, and perhaps he actually worshipped this keli itself. Thus, the halach is yoylichem the yamamelech. You have to throw it into the yamamelech. So the Mishnah mentioned darkoin, which we translated loosely yesterday as some serpent-like creature. Either way, the Gemara begins by describing the darkoin in a little bit more detail. Tanu Rabbanan, ezel tzuros darkoin. What exactly is the darkoin? Pirish Rabbi Shimon Elazar kol sheyeshloi tzitzin bein prakov. Literally, it has fins between its vertebrae. Machvi Ravasi explained it even a little bit more in detail. Bein pirkei tzaver, between the vertebrae in its neck. Amar Rabchama Rabchanina, halacha k'Rab Shimon ben Elazar. Even though there's no one in the Gemara that argued with Rab Shimon ben Elazar, but lahoitzi miliban shal tzedaykim, so to speak, don't think that the halacha is not like Rav Shimon ben Elazar because he's a das yachid. No, even though he's the only Tana mentioning as having said this, stating that the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. I'm Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. I was once following Rabbi Elazar HaKaper Berebi. What does Berebi mean? So we know there's a steer in Rashi throughout Shas. Here Rashi says, Kaloimar Adam Gadol. And Gadol was referred to as a Berebi. So Berebi was a term of Chashivus. It was used to describe an Adam Gadol. There are different places in Shas where Rashi says Berebi was Shem Adam. It was the name of a person. There's a tshuva from the Neidib Yehuda, where the Neidib Yehuda says that where Berebi comes on its own, like Tana Berebi Oimer, the Berebi is a Shem Adam. Where it says Rabbi Lazar HaKaper Berebi, it can't be that Berebi is the name of a person. Rather, it must be a toyar. It must be an adjective describing the person. How do I know that, says the Neidib Yehuda? Because nobody in Shas had two names. And if Berebi would be the name of a person, that means I would find a Tana then, such as Rabbi Elazar HaKaper Berebi. So his name was Elazar Berebi. Can't be. Nobody had two names. Either way, says the Gemara. So Rabbi Bar Bachana said in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that Rabbi Shua ben Levi was once following Rabbi Elazar HaKaper. They're walking together. He's walking with the Gadol Adar. Umatzer Sham Tabas. And Rabbi Elazar HaKaper found a ring, the Ole Atzura is Darkoin. And it had on it the Tzura of a Darkoin. And suddenly he sees Rabbi Elazar HaKaper is looking for a Shegetz. And he sees a young non-Jewish child walking. But he says, no, that's not the Shegetz I'm looking for. And he saw an older, an adult. And he told him, Batla, I want you please to be Mevatla of Avodah Zarah. Darkoin is an Avodah Zarah. Even if it's on a keli, it's an Avodah Zarah. So he said, please be Mevatla it. He wasn't Mevatla it. Such, right? So Rabbi Elazar HaKaper hit him in the face. Ubatla. And then he agreed, and he was Mevatla it. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Shema mino atlas. I learned three things for Rabbi Elazar HaKaper Berebi during that story. Shema mino, I learned, I learned that a guy who has a koyach to be Mevatla Avodah Zarah, a yid does not, but a guy that has a koyach to be Mevatla Avodah Zarah can be Mevatla even somebody else's Avodah Zarah, like we spoke a little bit about yesterday. Vishmamina, and I learned the second halacha, that only an adult over koychavim can be mevatel avodah zarah. In other words, yodeya betiv shall avodas koychavim umeshamshel mevatel. Only someone that understands what avodah zarah is could be mevatel avodah zarah. But a child, v'she'ini yodeya betiv avodas koychavim umeshamshel, ain't a mevatel. That's why Rabbi Elazar HaKaper Rebbe saw the child, he didn't tell him anything. When he saw the adult, he told the adult, I want you to be mevatel the avodah zarah. V'shma mina, and I learned another thing, that oved koychavim mevatel bal karchai, that a guy can be forced into being mevatel avodah zarah, because this guy didn't want to be mevatel avodah zarah. Rabbi Elazar HaKaper Rebbe smacked him in the face, and then he was willing to do it. So he did it essentially bal karchai, and I learned from here a third halacha, that a guy can be mevatel avodah zarah even bal karchai. But the Gemara asks a feste kasha from a well-known halacha in Perek Elu Metzius. So this is where Elu Metzius meets Sechtes Avodah Zarah. B'gad of Bar Rabbi Chanino. V'lesley Rabbi Elazar HaKaper Berebi Hodetan. Does Rabbi Elazar HaKaper Berebi not hold of the following Mishnah? Hamatzel Menari. If somebody finds an Avodah, where was it? It was in a lion's den. Umen Adoiv. by a beer. If somebody finds something in a very large area, like a Rishus Arabim, we know that halach is if somebody finds an Aveda in a place where it's fair to assume that the owner of the Aveda gave up hope on it, the halach is you can keep it. This is Yish 101. So what's the kasha? Why was Rabbi Elazar HaKapa B'Rebbe worried about taking this tabas because of the darkoi, because of the Avodah Zarah? He seemed to have found it in a Mokim Sharabim Mitzuyin. And being that it was in a Mokim Sharabim Mitzuyin, it's fair to assume that the owner of the tabas, this guy, was Miyayish. If he was Miyayish, then shouldn't that take the Avodah Zarah's status away from the tabas? So, Frank the Gemara, this is Elam Metzias 101. If somebody finds something in a Rishus HaRabim, the assumption is that the owner was Miyayish. So, if the owner was Miyayish, then isn't it then poshit that it's not Avodah Zarah? Omer Abaya. Abaya said no. You have to bifurcate between the Yiyush, the Chayshe Mishpat, the Bailus, the Momin Shabbai, and the Isser, and the Avodah Zarah Shabbai. Nehi de Mino Miyayish. It's true. It's fair to assume that the owner was Miyayish from the Tabas. He doesn't think he's ever going to see it again. So from a Chayshe Mishpat standpoint, anyone can take it. Avodah Sakim is anyways Mutter. But the point is that from an Yish perspective, you're right. This is a classic case of Yish. But But he was never Mevatel the Avodah Zarah, Mei Marama, because in his mind he thinks, if a guy finds it, Miflach Palachla, that guy is definitely going to have Hanah from my Avodah Zarah. And Yisrael Mashkel, and if a Jew finds it, what's he going to do? He's going to figure out a way to make money off it. Aydi Domeh Yukar, he knows it's expensive. Mazbel Olevi can come. He's going to sell it to a Sheikh. It's Upalachla, and the Sheikh's Vaita is going to bow down to it. But the point is, he didn't think the Avodah Zarah, because he lost the Tabas, was going anywhere. It's true, he was Miyayish from his Chus Mamaini, perhaps, that he has in this Tabas, but the Avodah Zarah is there, and as a result, Rabbi Elazar HaKapa B'Rebbe felt that he needed to be mevatel it. How was he mevatel it? With this story. And the Gemara said, Shema Mina Klasta, with three grace halachas that you were able to learn out from this story. Again, what were the three halachas? Number one, that a guy could be mevatel even another guy's Avodah Zarah. Number two, that only an adult guy can be mevatel Avodah Zarah. Only a guy that's yoideya betiv shal avodas kechavim umishamshea mevatel, but a minor, a child wouldn't be able to. And additionally, someone can force a guy into being mevatel avodah zarah. It doesn't have to come from a deep place. It could be balkarchai. And even if it's balkarchai, it would constitute bittul. Just one ha'ara before we start the next sugya. And that is that it's interesting that when the Gemara describes the adult, so how does the Gemara describe him? If he's yedeya betiv shel avodas kechavim u'mishamshel, he could be mevatel. V'she'ini yedeya betiv avodas kechavim u'mishamshel, ain't a mevatel. Now, ordinarily, when you think of katnas and gadlus, so tzvishin yidin, what's a katan if he's not bar mitzvah? What's a gadol if you are bar mitzvah? What's the definition of bar mitzvah? Shtei sairus. When a boy turns 13 years old, you have chazaka derava that he has shtei sairus. When a girl turns 12 years old, there's chazaka derava that she has shtei sairus. But really, the definition of katnus and gadlus has nothing to do with the intellectual maturity of the child. But it's a chayk that when somebody turns a certain age, that's when you become a gadol. That's not what the Gemara says when it describes the katan and the gadol as it relates to the halacha of Avodah Zarah. The description of it is much like kechavim katan, that's in any idea, betiv. And a gadol is someone that does understand the tiv shel avodas kechavim shamshel. But I think the obvious sushtal is the Chassam Sofer in Yerideya, Simen Shin Yud Zayin, where the Chassam Sofer says that the only time katnus and gadlus is defined by 12 or 13 or by shtei sairus, that's by yidden. But when it comes to evdei kechavim, they don't have that shir. And based on the tshuvas harash that the rosh said, that the shir yud gimel lemitzvus is one of the shiurim that were never halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So just like there's a shir achila of kezayis, there's a shir pruta when it comes to gneva v'gzela and all shiurei mamin, there's a shir yud gimel as it relates to oinshin. Ben yud gimel l'oinshin. It's a mishnah perkei avos. But it's from the shiurim that were never halacha l'moshe m'sinai. And shiurim only li Yisrael Nemra v'loyle benoyach, and it's for that reason, says the Chassam Sofer, it can't be that katnus and gadlus when it comes to benoyach is going to be defined by age, because the age is a shir and the shir were never nemer l'benoyach. So what then is the definition of katnus and gadlus when it comes to benoyach? The definition is going to be maturity, and the truth is each benoyach will have his own shir when he's defined as a gadol. Depends on when exactly he himself is going to be mature. We've spoken a lot about this Chassam Sofer in the past. We've had a lot of follow-up raid, a lot of Beis Medrash Bechidish, as it relates to this, the Fest Arsameach, with Arsameach, says that a Yid can't be Gara from a guy. So with regards to the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, it could be even a Katan Yisrael that's already Yodea Betivi, understands the Avera that he's doing. It could be already he would be treated as a Gadol. He says Pshat in a very difficult Gemara, Sanhedrin and Heyam at Beis. Again, the Inkam Akoy V'Laharach. Either way, exhale. So the Gemara now is going to turn its attention really to a new sugya, something that it brought up, Bederech Agav, and Daf Membez Amadbez. It's a really geshmak sugya. There's a lot of halacha lemaisa that we're not going to be able to get into. Just speak out some raid. And this Gemara right here is Kemat, verbatim, word for word, in Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Dalet. So we're going to learn almost two blot Gemara today. It's a Gemara here in Avodah Zarah Mem Gimel, and it's also a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chav Dalet. So really, the background to this Gemara is a Pasuk in Parshas Shmos. It's in Parshas Yisroi. The Pasuk says, Lo sasun iti elihei chesev velihei zav lo sasu lochem. It's in Parshas Yisroi. It sounds like it's in the Aseres Hadibros, right? Lo sasun iti elihei chesev velihei zav lo sasu lochem. It's not in the Aseres Hadibros. It's actually right after the Aseres Hadibros. So it's Perek Chav Pasuk Chav. It's mafter in Parshas Yisroi. So Lo sasun iti, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, do not make iti with me. So you have to see Rashi to understand Pashup Shad in this Pasuk. So Rashi, the Pasuk is actually telling me four different halachas. Number one, Leisasuniti. What does that mean? Leisasun Dmusha Moshai Hamisham Shalafana Bemorim. You're not allowed to make the Dmus. You can't make the Tzura of one of my Shamoshim. Iti. My Shamoshim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ones that are with me, those people, Leisasun. You cannot make, as we're going to see, the Chama, the Levana, etc., etc. You're not allowed to make tzurois of the Shamashim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Lo Sasuniti. Then the Pasuk says, Alehei Chesed. So, Rashi, what does that mean? Sounds like Avodah Zarah? No. Bo Lahazer ala Kruvim. It's coming to teach me a halacha regarding the Kruvim. Sha'ato Yisrael Lamediti, there's a mitzvah, the Orin had Kruvim on top of it. They were made of gold. The Pasuk says, make sure they're gold. You can't make them kesef. Shlo yiru shal kesef. She'im shin yisam lasoisim shal kesef, harei in lefana kelohos. The Kruvim was very, very delicate. Because the Kruvim, at first glance, looked like tsurois. It's not clear what it was. So it says, the Torah, the Kruvim are so sensitive that if you make it the way it's prescribed in the Torah, that's great. That's what you're supposed to do. That's the Spitz Kedusha. But if you're going to alter it, even in the slightest way, instead of making it from gold, you're going to make it from silver, then it's going to be a Bechina of Elehei Chesef of Avodah Zarah. So what the Torah is saying is, Loisasun Kruvin out of Kesef. How does the Torah say it? Loisasun Elehei Chesef. And then the Pasuk says, Elehei Zah. What does that mean? Ba Lahazir Shelo Yosef Alashnaim. Even if you're going to make Kruvim of gold, make sure you only make the two that I told you to make. You can't make more than two. Shemosisa Arba, if you're going to make four, Arei and Lefanak Elehei Zah. It's also going to be like Elehei Zah. So you can make Kruvim, but only two, not four. And then finally, the Pasuk ends, Loi Sasu Lachem, Loi Toima, says Rashi, don't say, Hareini Oise Kruvim, Bebate Knesios, Ubebate Midrashois, Kederech Shani Oise Bebeis Olovim. Don't say that I'm going to make Kruvim in my Beis Medrash. So my local Beis Medrash, we're going to add Kruvim to the building. Now that's not something you're allowed to do. Lekach Nemar, Loi Sasu Lachem. So Loi Sasu Iti, Alehei Chesev, Alehei Zav, Loi Sasu Lachem. At first glance, it sounds like a Pasuk that's talking about Avodah Zarah. But the truth is, Torah already told me about Avodah Zarah. That's the second commandment. So we know already that there's an Isra Avodah Zarah. It's a few psukim earlier. We know that already. This is a different pasuk. It's guised with words that sound like it's talking about Avodah Zarah, but really what the Torah is saying is, number one, Leisasun Iti, you shouldn't make the tsurois of the Shamoshai Hamasham Shul Lefanai. Additionally, certain halachas about the Kruvim. You can't make them out of Chesef. If you can't make more than two, and you certainly can't make them about the Knesias, about the Midrashas. Either way, on that note, Zok to Gemara. Tanan Hasam. We learned in a Mishnah, a well-known Mishnah, a Mishnah Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah. Demus Tzurois Levanois, Hoyle the Ragamlia Baliyasai, Betavla Bekoisel. So the context over there is Edei HaChodesh. So once upon a time, Bezen was Mekadosh the Chodesh, Alpiria. What did it mean, Alpiria? If somebody saw the new moon, he had an obligation to go to Bezin, notify Bezin, and Bezin would be Mekadosh L'Chodesh. To Eden, That's the halacha of Eidei Ria as it relates to Kiddush HaChodesh. The problem is, the average man on the street is not an astronomer. So does he really know if he saw the moon? Maybe he saw something that looked like the moon. It's not always so clear. So Rabbi Gamliel used to help the Olam out a little bit. So Rabbi Gamliel had surois. He had pictures of the moon, and he would show them, like a lineup. Did you see this? Or did you see that? And you had to pick the right one. And if you picked the right one, so then you got it right. Because otherwise, how are you supposed to know? So Tanan Hasab, learned to the Mishnah, Demus surois levanois, Hoyla Rabbi Yasab etavl b'kais. Had a tavl. A tablet, it was hanging on his wall, and there were pictures of the moon. He would show it to the ignoramus. He would tell him, did you see this? Or did you see that? How is Rav Gamliel allowed to do the vaksiv? The pasuk we just learned, and we learned from there, you're not allowed to make pictures of the shamashim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the levana, the Areach, is one of the Shamashim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Abaye, Zabaye said, Le'yosra Torah, Ela Shamashim, She'efshel Asoysim Kumaris. It's true, there's an Isser of Le'sason Iti. But the Isser of Le'sason Iti only is to make an exact replica. Now, a person could sit down, he could be a brilliant, super talented artist. But at the end of the day, could he really make a picture of the moon? The moon is so intricate, it's not possible. So, to make something that's actually going to be what the real thing looks like, that's aser. But you can't make the moon. So being that you can't make the moon, it's e'efshir lasoyis kemoison, so must be it's not included in the iser. As a result, it's not going to be a problem. Kidetanya. So what then is the iser? Like the following price, le'yasa adam, a person's not allowed to make bayis, a house, tavnes eichel. So you can't build a house that looks like the eichel. Or an achsadra, tavnes ulam, that looks like the ulam of the Beis HaMikdash. You can't make a chotzer, tavnes azar, that's going to look like the azar. Shulchan, your dining room table can't be tavnes shulchan. Minoira, tavnes minoira. Abu Loisa, since you want to make a minoira, says the price, shalhei, v'shalvav, v'shalches. You can make it 5 neiros, 6 neiros, 8 neiros. Let's say you want to make it with 7 neiros. Obviously with kafteireu, prochel, right? You're making it like the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. So that, lo yasa, you can't make. Afilu shol shar minei matches. Even if you're making it out of metal. Meaning, I would have thought that being that the menorah was mikshazov, it was gold. So maybe if you want to make it out of metals, it's going to be okay. That's not either good. You can't even make it out of wood. Not just metal, even wood. Because the chashminoim, after the Hanukkah story, so when they reinstated the Beis HaMikdash, so they built a new menorah. And the new menorah that they built was made out of wood. Amrulay, they told him it's not true. Misham Raya, it wasn't wood. Not, that's not what the Metzias was. The Metzias was Shvudin Shal Barzel Hoyu, it was made out of metal. The Chupin Bebats, and they covered it with bats, that's tin. Actually says Bedil. Hashiru, later they made money, the time they were poor. Asum Shal Kesef, so then they coated it with silver. Chazru Veshiru, when they made even more money, the campaign, the funds were flowing in, Asum Shal Zav, then already they made it out of gold. But the bottom line is that you're not allowed to make a house that's Tavnes Heichel, Achsadra, Tavnes Ulan, Chotze, Tavnes Azara, Shulchan, Menaira. Could you make it out of wood? You can't make it out of wood. A Machloikis, why not? Because the Chashminam made it out of wood. But what's interesting is that the Gemara holds that this is related to this Isser. The Isser of Leisasun Iti, Leisasun Kidmush Shamashai. What does this have to do with Shamashai? So it's a very interesting Rashi. Rashi says, Kigoin Shamashim Shalmata. Chotzer v'ulam v'heichel v'menor. Never think of it that way. The Chotzer is Meshamish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Azara, the Heichel, the Ulam, the Menorah, the Shulchan, these are Shamashim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Usually you think that the Kayhanim are the Shamashim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kayhanim have begodim that they wear, they have kalim that they use, there's a location where it has to happen, but in terms of the chotzer being a shamish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the menorah of the shulchan being shamash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe something to be mindful of when we learn kachim, but either way, it's included in Le'sasa Niti, but the Gemara says it has to be that this is what the Isser is, because you can't tell me this is don't make the moon, you can't make the moon anyway, now you're going to make the moon, it's not possible. So it must be something that you could make, and that's what the Torah is coming to say. It's not Shver Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel had pictures of the moon. It says in the Torah, Le'sasa Niti. Le'sasa Niti doesn't mean that. Le'sasa Niti means don't make shamashim that are possible to make. But the Gemara says, is that true? V'shamashim she'i efshel lasoyis kemoison mi sharif, tiny relent to the braiso, Le'sasa Niti, loisasim kedmosha moshai hamishamshin lefonai b'morim, which is Rashi's lashon, by the way, in Chumash. Specifically, the Braisa says b'morim. What does b'morim mean in Shemayim? So it means that this iser is more inclusive than just the chotzer and the heichal, etc., etc. It says specifically b'morim. Maybe in fact it only means b'morim, but it certainly means b'morim. So if it means b'morim, then the levana lechur is a shamash of a kadosh baruch hu. It's b'morim. So it should be also Amr Abayis. Abayis said loyos retayra. It's true. There is an iser of leisasamiti that relates to shamash and b'morim, but you know what it means? It means the demus dalid ponim b'hadi adadi. It means something very, very specific. It's referring, Rashi says, to the chayos hakodesh. The chayos hakodesh that are mentioned in Sefer Yecheskel Perek Aleph in the context of the Maaseh Merkava, the chayos hakodesh that carry the kisei hakavod of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, those chayos hakodesh are malachim, so to speak, that have four faces. And each face is the face of another animal. Rashi says, Peshar, Va'odam, Va'aryeh, V'nesher. Those are the four animals of the Chayos HaKodesh. And to make a something that has those four faces together, that's what's going to be aser. But other than that, it's not going to be aser. But if that's the case, parts of Adam luchu deitishter. So to make a parts of Adam is going to be okay. You're telling me, what does it mean? Don't make like the shamoshi, ham the shamshu lefonei b'morim. It's referring specifically to the chayos hakodesh. But aloma tanya, I know that's not true, because there's a brayso kol ha-partsufeis mutarim chutz mi parts of Adam. Parts of Adam is aser. When did we have this brayso? Yesterday. That was the mitziyasa that Abaye said is not referring to the halachas of Avodah Zarah. That's why we're having this Amid Gemara right here. But rather, it's referring to this halach of Leisasuniti. But either way, you see clearly that parts of Adam is something that's also Amr Rav Yehuda, Bered Rav Yeshua, Mipirkid Rav Yeshua Shmili. I heard share from Rav Yeshua once, and Rav Yeshua shared, I know the answer to your kasha. It says Leisasuniti, and we learn from there, Leisasun Oisi. Don't make me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem says, you can't make me? E.T., and you can read it also, Oisi, then obviously you can't make a picture of an Adam. So it's the Chayas HaKodesh and Adam. Chayas HaKodesh, that's Shamoshim HaMashamshim Lefonai B'Moroi, and HaKodesh Baruch Hu himself, because Leisasun E.T. is Leisasun Oisi. But as it relates to the Levona, that's not a problem. That's what Gamliel was allowed to do, what he did. Why, if the Torah says Leisasun Oisi, would it be usher to make the Tzur of an Adam? Man is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Pashim Shad is, because man was created in the image of Hashem. So being that a person was created B'Tzalam Alekim, it's for that reason there'd be an idea of Leisasuniti. But there's an unbelievable Rabbeinu Chananel in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Dalet Amud Beis, Ayin Shav. Zok de Gemara. But Shav Shamashim Yishari, is that true? That other Shamashim HaMutter, but Tanya we learned to the Bryce, Leisasuniti, Leisasun Kidmus Shamashai, HaMishamshim Lefonai B'Mara. This is another Bryce, so, and this Bryce elaborates a little bit on what the definition is of Shamoshai and Misham Shalufan and Memor. Kigoy. Oifanim, Visrothim, Vichayis HaKodesh, Umalachi HaShoros. So already you see it's more inclusive. So if it's so inclusive, that includes the Oifanim and the Srothim and the Malachi HaShoros. Not just the Chayis HaKodesh, the Dmus Dalut Panim. You see, it's more included. Luchurit should include the Levana as well. So again, why did Rav Gamliel have the right to do what he did? Amar Abaya, Le'os Retoyra Ela Shamashim Shebemadar Elyon. This is referring to the Shamashim that are Bemadar HaElyon. They're in the seventh heaven. So those Shamashim that are in the Madar HaElyon are going to be also, such as the Ifanim, the Shraf, and the Chayis HaKadosh Malachi HaSharis. But in terms of the Levana is not in the seventh heaven. You know which heaven it's in? The second one. But not in the seventh heaven. How do I know that? It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara Chagiga, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. But the Gemara talks about Shiva Rikim. It's actually Machlokes. One Mandama says there's two Rikim. The other Mandama, the more often quoted Mandama, says there are seven heavens, there's Shiva Rikim. And the Gemara outlines each Rakia, which one it is. By the way, the seventh Rakia, the Madara Elyon, is called Aravos. That's what it's called. And there's a whole half of Amid Gemara in Chagiga Yudbeis Amid Beis that discusses what's in Aravos. This fester right over there, obviously. The Inkam Mekoimoi Leharich. But it's actually interesting that the Hilge Chida says that we say in Tehillim, you say it every single Shabbos, Shiru Leilikim, Zamru Shmoi, Soilu Loroichev, Bo Aravos, Bekoshemoi, the Ilzu Lufanov. So Aravos is the name of the seventh Rokia. Shiru Lelikim, sing to Hashem. Zamru Shmoi, play music to the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Soilu, praise Loroichev to the one that rides. But Aravos, in Aravos, that's referring to the seventh Rokia. That's the highest of the high. Because Shemoi, with his name Ka,
the ilzu lefanim, and again give him shir. That's what the pasuk means. So Aravos is referring to this seventh rakia. See Chagiga 12b. It's a mafurish gemara. Chagiga yud beis on the base. The Chidah says that if you go and look in that gemara, the Masechtas Chagiga, and you count the things that the gemara says are in this seventh rakia, there's 15 things. Count it, you're gonna get tesvav dvar. It says the Chidah, it's merumas in this pasuk. Soilu l'roiche ba'aravos bika. Ka is yud and hey, it's gematria tezvav. Either way, so the Gemara argues that maybe it's only what's in the Madara Elyoy. Maybe only that's going to be awesome. But in terms of what's in the Madara Tachtoin, such as the Levana, that's only in the second heaven. Maybe over there that's going to be mutter. But the Gemara says, is that true? Vishem Madara Elyoy, mi shari v'tanya. We learned in another brisa. The pasuk says, Asher b'ashamayim l'rabbis chamu levana kechavim u'mazalis mi ma'al l'rabbis malachi asharis savim mufurish b'risa. Now the truth is that pasuk is really a different pasuk. That pasuk is not talking about leisasun iti lehechesu lehezov leisasul chem. That's not necessarily a dibris. Leisasul lechol pesav lechol tmun asher b'shamayim imahal v'asher ba'aretz mitachas v'asher b'mayim mitachas lor. So we're darshening asher b'shamayim imahal rabbis. But that's to avodah zarah. What does it do with anything? Of course, you can't worship the chama and the levana. Nobody says not. Says the gemara. It's the gemara's kasha. Ki tanya hilo evdom. B'chur, isn't that pasuk talking about avodah zarah? What does it do with avodah zarah? Says the gemara, iloivdom. No, iloiv. That can't be avodah zarah. Because then afilu shilshul katanami. Even a small worm would be aser. Why doesn't the price say a small worm? Says more to say a small worm. Enochinami, whom is safe with the crown nafka, the tiny, it's another price. Asheba ores, the rabbis yamin, vinaharis, harmagvas. Mitachas, the rabbis shulshul katan. So that's already a whole different deal. But says the Gemara again, another price. Vasiya, greatest of Mishari. So again, we started off with Rabbi Gamaliel. Rabbi Gamaliel had pictures of the moon in his attic, and when people used to come to say Eidos that they saw the Moilah, they saw the Lavana, he would say, Kazera isim, Kazera isim. The Gemara's kash was, how you allowed to do that? Leisasunita, you're not allowed to make tzuros of the shamashim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you can't make tzuros of the shamashim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'chura, it should have been aser. It's an iser d'iraisa. So the Gemara suggested that maybe the Levana was not included in that iser. And the Gemara said, Svaras, this way, that way, five different brises, and where we are right now, l'chura is that Rabbi Gamaliel was right. But the Gemara brings one final brisa. V'atanyo le'sasun iti le'sasun kidmus shamashai ha'misham shon levana b'mari. And here the brisa is clear. Kigoin chama u'levana koichavim u'mazolois. Checkmate. So it's a mafurish brisa that in the iser le'sasun iti is included the levana. If it's included the levana, 100 kushal u'duchte. How could Rabbi Gamaliel do what he did? Talk to Yamara, the first teretz, the first of three. Shani Rabbi Gamaliel, dacherim asulai. Rabbi Gamaliel never did it himself. Rabbi Gamaliel had other people do it. Zok Rashi, and the other people are allowed to do it. Two words. He didn't have Yidden do it, he had Goyim do it. Goy could do it. A Yid's not allowed to do it. But Rabbi Gamaliel had Oiv Dekechavim do it, and being that he had Oiv Dekechavim do it, it's for that reason it was okay. But the Gemara says, is that so partial? Rabbi Yehuda, Da'cherim Asulai. Rabbi Yehuda had a Tabas that other people had made for him, meaning Oiv Dekechavim. Va'omalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. And Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, Shinana, sharp one. Sami Eine Dedein. You have to do something to its tzura, damage it a little bit, because you can't have a chosam that has a tzura of something on it. It's going to be usher. So the Gemara says there was different. Hasam b'chosam b'yilei. That chosam, that ring with the tzura on the ring that Rabbi Yehuda had, was a 3D tzura. Chosam was b'yilei. It was protruding. And because it was protruding, therefore, it was a problem. Meaning, even though Rabbi Yehuda himself had not made it, so he wasn't over Leisasuniti, he told a guy to do it. But still, there was an issue. And the reason there was an issue was because included in Leisasuniti is you can't even have it. This is very important when you get to the halacha lamaisa that we're not going to get to. But you see, the iser doesn't just mean you can't make it. You can't even have it. But with the caveat of chaysam ibaylet, only if its tzura is protruding. But if it's not protruding, it's not a problem. Why should it be a problem? Umishum chshada. Meaning, because if you have something that's chaysamay boilate, even though you didn't make it, but it looks a little bit like something that that people worship, and as a result, there's going to be an element of chshat. Tanya, we learned to the brayso, tabas chaysamay boilate also lanicha. You're not allowed to have it. Mutar lachsam, you're allowed to use it. Chaysamay sheikeya. If there's nothing protruding, mutar lanicha, then you're allowed to keep it. V'asal lachsam, but you can't use it. But either way, you see that there's an element of chshat. But the element of chshad is only if it's chesomay boilet. That was the story with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Gamliel's case. It was chesheya, and meaning it was chesheya. Therefore, there's no wish. But the Gemara says, "Michashina l'chshada." Is that true? Is there really a chshash of chshada? Meaning you can't now new halacha. You can't even have something that looks a little like avodah zara anywhere around you. Rabbi Yehuda wasn't allowed to have this surah, even though he didn't make it. A new idea. If it's chesamay bailet, there's major issues. But the Gemara says, "Va'beknishta the shav yasav in Harda." There was a very famous shul in Harda. It was called the Beknishta the shav yasav. We'll speak out a little bit about that in a moment. The ukmi be'andarti, and there was a tzelem. Rashi says there was a statue of some sorts. Imagine you walk into this famous Beis HaKnesses, and there's a tzelem over there. And Avud Shmuel Levi, they used to go daven there. How come there wasn't an issue of chshada? It looks a little like a tzelem and Antarkti. Maybe people are doing avodah zara. So the Gemara says, Rabbim Shaini. There was different because it was a rabbin. I mean, it was a rabbin. No one has to be worried. Faith the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel, the Yachid Hava. Rabbi Gamliel was a yachid. So how come in Rabbi Gamliel's case there was no issue of chshad? The Gemara says, "Kiven the nasi who shchichi Rabbi Gabe, being that he was the nasi, therefore there was nothing to worry about." But the bottom line is, the Gemara sidetracked for two or three lines. But the ikur teretz, coming back to the original kasha, Rabbi Gamliel had a tavla and the tzuris of the levana on his tavla. Kazeri isim. I, what happened to the Israel lesasaniti? And don't tell me lesasaniti doesn't include the levana, because after going through five brises, the Gemara finally found a mafurish brisa that says lesasin kedmosham. The first teretz is Acherim Asulai. Rabbi Gamliel had Goyim do it for him, and being that he didn't do it himself, he had a Goy do it on his behalf. It's for that reason it was okay. Says the Gemara. Alternatively, the Prakim Avoy, Rabbi Gamliel's was of Prakim, and being that it was of Prakim, he used to only put it together when the people would come, and as a result, Rashi says there was no element of chshad. The iba yaseimot leislami shiny the tanya leislamid lasleis avlat olamid lahaminu laharis. He did it leislamid, and we've had this idea in a few places already that there are certain things that you're not allowed to do. They're mamish isuri deiraisa. But if you're doing it to teach, you're doing it leislamid. In that case, it's going to be okay. Either way, so the Gemara gave a few terutzim to explain Shitas Rabbi Gamliel, but the bottom line is that Rabbi Gamliel had these terutzim of Levana. The Gemara had a kasha, lechura from the pasuk of Leisasun Iti, Lehechesav, Lehezav, Leisasu Lechem, and the Gemara says that either Acher Masuloi, the last terutz of the Gemara is Lehislami Chayni, as it relates to the terutz of the Prakim Avoy. So take a look at Rashi. Is that answering the original kasha, or is that answering the Gemara's kasha of chshad, so that even though he had a cherim asulai, maybe it should still be a problem? But regardless, a very interesting halacha is a halacha of leisasuniti. You're not allowed to have the demus. You're not allowed to make a tzura of the shamashim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the shamashim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just mean the chayis hakodesh. It means even the chama, the levana, the kechavim, and the mazalis. Additionally, we had an idea of leisasun oisi. Leisasun oisi means you can't even make the parts of Ava Adam. Again, this is something that's very much halach lemaisa. We're not going to get into the halach lemaisa, but just speak out a little bit of raid. Ha'orah number one. Zgemara, mesechtes baba kama, perak ha'goizel eitzin, daf tzadik znayin amid beis, tucked away. The Gemara over there was discussing a matbeya that was referred to as matbeya shal Yerushalayim. Tanu Rabbanan, ezeu matbeya shal Yerushalayim. What's the definition of this matbeya shal Yerushalayim? Says the Gemara, David Shlomo v'tzadecha. It was a matbeya that had a picture of David and Shlomo on one side of the coin, v'Yerushalayim mirakodesh v'tzadecha, and Yerushalayim mirakodesh on the other side of the coin. Ezeu matbeya shal Avram Avinu. There was also a matbeya called matbeya shal Avram Avinu. What did that look like? Zokon uskeinu mitzad echad, an older man and an older woman on one side of the coin, ubachar ubesula mitzad achar, and a young boy and a young girl on the other side of the coin. Taisva says that when the Gemara says that there was a zokin and a zkeinu mitzad echad, and a bachar and a bechura mitzad sheni, the nira lehayu baitzura zokon uskeinu mikan. You can't say that there were really pictures of David and Shlomo and Yerushalayim HaKadosh and of a Zokin and a Skena and a Bachur and a Bechura. Because you're not allowed to make the Tzur of an Adam. So how is it possible that the Yidden who used these coins, it sounds like they minted these coins, they would have made these Tzuras, they're being over in the Sedei Raisa, they're being over the Isser of Leisasunit. Rather, Ela Kacha Yukost. Rather, it just said, Mitzad Echad Zokin Uskena, Umitzad Echad Bachur Upsula. It's what it said. But in terms of the actual tzura, chas v'sholom says Taisus. Because it's an iser, also lasu yisura, sadam. It said the words, zokun uskeina, bachar, b'chura, davar, shleima, yushleimir akedish. But the actual picture, says Taisus, is not possible. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says as follows. Davar, shleima, kosov mitzad echad, u'mitzad sheni, kosov yushleimir akedish. Bacharu b'chura, Yitzchak v'Rivka, Zakun Eskena, Avram v'Sara. The Rogach of a Goyen, the Tzofnas Banech, whose yard site was yesterday. So the Rogach of a Goyen said that if you Medayik Lushoyne Azov Shal Rashi by Dovru Shloima, Rashi said Kosov Mitzad Echad. Rashi said what Tosfos said, that it didn't have a picture of David Ushleima, rather it said the words David Ushleima. There wasn't a picture of Yerushalayim HaKadosh, rather it was Kos of Yerushalayim HaKadosh. But by Bachar Bchura and Zakun Uskena, Rashi just says Yitzchak v'Rivka Avram v'Sara. Rashi doesn't say the words Kosov. So the Rogach of a Goy was bothered. He said, why did Rashi, by David Ushleima Yerushalayim HaKadosh, say Kosov, what Tosfos said? And by Bachar Bchura and Zakun Uskena, Rashi didn't say that. L'chura, Tosfos gerecht. If there's an Isser of us, that even by the Bachar and the Bechura and the Zogun and the Skein, it also had to have just said it. It couldn't have been a Tzura. That was the Rogach of a Goyin's Diuk in Lushoyne Hazav Sharashi and his Kasha. And really, to explain Shitas Rashi, the Rogach of a Goyin said, we have to first learn the Rambam. The Rambam's in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimel Halacha Yod. The Rambam says, also lasu tzuras lanoi. This halacha, it's also for a person to make a tzura lanoi. V'af al pi she'enon Avodah Zarah. And even if the kivun of the tzura is not Avodah Zarah, it doesn't matter. This is a very important caveat. Don't walk away from the sugya thinking lo sasuniti, but only if your intention is Avodah Zarah. And it's nothing to do with your intention being Avodah Zarah. She'nema le sasuniti elehe chesev elehe zav. Koloimar tzura shal kesev v'shal zav she'en lanoi. But then the Rambam gives us a reason. So why then is it aser? If it's nothing to do with Avodah Zarah, then why is it aser? Says the Rambam, the reason is it's a harchaka. It's a sifkot in the Hilchas Avodah Zarah. Rambam brings it in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. Perek Gimel Halacha Yud. But the Rambam says, even though I'm bringing it in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, don't think it's really Avodah Zarah. It's not. What it is a protection keneged real Avodah Zarah. Because there are fools, there are silly people out there. There are people that do worship the Shemesh and the Levana, etc., etc. So if you're going to go start making tzurais of these things, it could lead Avodah Zarah. So it says the Rambam, Kedesha lo yitu behen atoyin, v'yidmu shehen l'avodah. It's for that reason, it's going to be aser. But in terms of it being real Avodah Zarah, not. But at the same time, it is a shmira. It is some sort of a harchaka for Avodah Zarah. So the Rambam's saying a little bit of a chiddush, that even though Leisasaniti is really not related to Avodah Zarah, but the Rambam says it's in my Hilchas Avodah Zarah, because I see it as a harchaka, so to speak, of the laws of Avodah Zarah. The Achrayim say that the Rambam is lishitasai in Hilchas Malachim Perek, that's halacha base. The Rambam over there is discussing the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. And the first one of the Sheva Mitzvahs that the Rambam brings is Avodah Zarah. Ben Noach Shavar Avodah Zarah Chayev. Zok the Rambam, Vusha Yavid Kedarka. V'chol Avodah Zarah Shebezin Shal Yisrael Misan Aleha. Ben Noach Neregola. V'chol She'ein Bezin Shal Yisrael Misan Aleha. Ein Ben Noach Neregola. V'afo Pi She'ein Nereg Osa Bekol. Says the Rambam, here's the punchline, V'ein Manich Enoysam. Being that Ben Noach is Mosra Avodah Zarah, therefore we have to make sure we don't allow Ben Noach Lohokim Matzeva, V'loi Lita Ashera, V'loi Lassois Tzurois Ukebiyoitzehen, Lenoi. Even if it's Lenai. The Rambam in his Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, in the Shulchan Aruch for the B'nai Noach, so the Rambam says, within the category of Avodah Zarah, is Shalai Lassai Surah Tzakav Yaitzan Am Lenai. What's Pshad in the Rambam? What does Leisasun Iti, Leilassai Surah have to do with Avodah Zarah? It's the Rambam Lashitasai. The Rambam Lashitasai, Nilchaz Avodah Zarah, Perik, Gimel Alachi Yud, Gishmak. That the Rambam says, that even though you didn't Lenai, you didn't do a Avodah Zarah, but still, Kedei Shalai Yitu Behen Atoyi, V'yidamu Shein Lavoidah. That's why the Torah said this is Asar. There's a time of the craw of this loisaseh. It's related to Avodah Zarah. Oyvazoy, sechapzach agreis and afkemino. The Bnei Noach, that are Muzer and Avodah Zarah, they're going to have this Isra as well. In other words, yesh lachkar, a chakira. The Isra loisasuniti, which is not an Avodah Zarah diga Isra. Is it related to Avodah Zarah? Is it not related to Avodah Zarah? I was going through a tshuva from Nadi Nezer, and
Davni Nezer, Toich Dvorov, Bilashayne Azov, says that even though at first glance it's not Avodah Zarah to get Issa, but read the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Lo Sasuniti Elihe Chesav Elihe Zov, the Torah is using Sprach, that it's Avodah Zarah to get Sprach. So it seems very much that it's related to Avodah Zarah, but maybe not. At first, maybe it's not. Or maybe like the Rambam says, yeah, the Torah used Sprach of Avodah Zarah. It's a harchaka for Avodah Zarah. It's a with Chapa Nafgemina, a guy, a Ben Noyach, who doesn't have the Taryak mitzvahs, but he has the Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noyach, and some of the Harchokos of the Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noyach as well, of the ancillary Yisurim, if the Isra to make a Tzura is somewhat related to Avodah Zarah, maybe a Ben Noyach would have this Isra as well. So the Rogachava said that Rashi said, Dovru Shloima, Kosuv Mitzad Echad, U Mitzad Sheni Kosuv Yushalayim Rakotesh, by Bachor, U Bechura, Rashi doesn't say Kosov, Yitzchak Verifka, Zokun Eskein Avram Vesara. You know why? Because David Shloima says, the Rogachava, the Matbeo Shal Yerushalayim doesn't give a Lachamatan Torah. Lachamatan Torah, there was an Isra of Lo Sasaniti. If there was an Isra of Lo Sasaniti, it wasn't Shaykh to have the actual picture. You're not allowed to make a Tzura. What then does it mean, David Shloima Yerushalayim Rakodesh? Kosov. It just said the words. But you couldn't actually have the Tzura. But as it relates to Matbeo Shal Avram Avinu, this is an old Matbeo. This predated Matan Torah. If it predated Matan Torah, at that point, there was no Tariq Mitzvahs. If there was no Tariq Mitzvahs, there was no Isra Lo Sasaniti. If there was no Isra Sasaniti, so Rashi didn't say Kosov. There was a picture of a Bachar and a Bechura that represented Yitzchak and Rivka. There was a picture of a Zok and a Skena that represented Avram Vesara. It didn't have to just say the words. It could have had the picture because Far Matan Torah. Far Matan Torah, what's the big deal? There's no reason that it couldn't say it. What did Taisvis hold? Taisvis held like the Rambam. Taisvis held that Leisasun Iti is one of the Shevet Mitzvahs Bnei Nayach because it's a Sifkat in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. It's a Sifkat in Hilchas Avodah Zarah that even before Matan Torah was Asar. That's why Taisvis speaks out clearly that even Zokun Uskena, Bacharu Bechura, it had to say the words Kosov. You couldn't have a picture. In other words, Tosfos and this Diuk in Rashi is this Shaila, this Chakira, is Lo Sasuniti, which is not in its core Avodah Zarah. But is it related to Avodah Zarah? Is it not related to Avodah Zarah? Tosfos held like the Rambam. Rashi held that has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. Thus, this Diuk, that's the first Aura. The second Aura is the Gemara had mentioned the Beit Nishto, the Shav V'Yosef in Aharda. So there was a Beis HaKnesses. It was called Shav V'Yosef. It was in Aharda. And there was a statue. There was a tzelem in front of it. And Avu, the Shmuel and Levi, they used to go daven there. So Rashi says, why was this Beis HaKnesses called Shav V'Yosef? So Rashi says, V'yeshoim. There's some that say that Yechonya of Megillas Esther fein, Asher Hegla, in Yechonya, the Galusai Natli Imam Me'avni Yerushalayim. That when Yechonya went to Galus, together with the prodigies, the young superstars in Klal Yisrael, and he took them to Bavel, so he took with them a little bit from the Avne Yerushalayim, Umei Afara, and from the Offer of Yerushalayim. And he took those stones and that offer, and he built the Beis HaKnesses in Bavel, in the Harda. He wanted there to be a shtick Eretz Yisrael in Bavel. V'hainu d'shaf v'yosuf. Shaf means nishuf, it jumped. It came from here, v'yosuf, v'nisiyashiv kan. And it was reestablished somewhere else. V'hainu d'chsiv Rashi says, that's pshat on the pasuk, ki rotzu avadecha es avonecha. V'safaru yechonu, it's referring to this story with Yechonya. He wanted even the avonim. He wanted even the offer of Yerushalayim. And he took it with him, and he reestablished a new Beis HaKnesses in the Harda. This was the Beis HaKnesses of Shaf Yosef in the Harda. But this is the rest of the story. It's a Gemara Masechtas Megillah, Daf Choftes Amin Aleph. The Gemara there says, Tan, Shimei Yechonya Yomer, Boi Rei, Kamu Chavivi Yisrael, take a look at how beloved Klal Yisrael is. The Baruch Hu. Wherever the Yidden went to Golus throughout history, the Shechina always goes with them. Golulu Mitzrayim, Shechina Imaim. Golulu Bavel, Shechina Imaim. I'm forwarding. Says the Gemara, Bavel Heicha. Shem Ba'Yichai said that the Yidden in Bavel, the Shechina was there. Where? Was there a specific meaning? Yerushalayim, you went there to Yisrael. So there was a place. There was a Mokam HaShoyis HaShechina. There was the Beis HaMikdash. There was a Harabayis. There was a Kedush HaKedoshim. There was the Kruvim. Where was the Shechina in Bavel? Amr Abaya said, it's in two places. Bebei Knishta de Hutzel. It's in the Beis HaKnesses in Hutzel. Ubebei Knishta de Shav V'Yosef ben Harda. And it's in the Beis HaKnesses of Shav V'Yosef ben Harda. And then he explained, V'loi Tema, don't think Hacha v'hacha, that it's in both places. Elizim den hacha, vizim den hacha. Sometimes it's here, sometimes it's there. Amr Abaya, Abaya continued. He said, basically, I'm going to get a lot of schar. D'chi marchik no parsa. If I'm within a parsa's distance of
one of these Bate Knesias, I'll know Matzil Nahasa. I make sure to go daven there, because that's where the Shechina is so, so manifest. Avu Deshmo Velevi, says the Gemara, Avu Deshmo Velevi, Havi Yosef Eknisha Deshavi Yosef Ben Arda. They were once sitting in the Beis HaKnesses of Shavi Yosef Ben Arda. As Yeshchina, the Shechina came. Shamu Kol Riksha, and they heard noise. Kamu v'nafku. They got up and they left. Rav Sheshes Abi Yosef Eknisha Shavi Yosef Ben Arda. Rav Sheshes was one sitting there. Asked the Shechina. The Shechina came. V'loy nafik. He didn't leave. Asu Malachi Asharis. And Malachi Asharis came. V'kamu v'asule. And they scared him. Amar l'fonav. Al gansi gemar. But either way, this is the rest of the story. The Beis HaKnesses of Shavi Yosef Ben Arda was made from the Avne and the Afar of Yerushalayim. It was reinstated in the Harda. And it was considered to have it in a shtick Beis HaMikdash. It was understood that that's where the makom of Ashrayis HaShechina was. And there's even stories with Avud Shmuel and Levi and Rav Sheshes that they were sitting in the Beis HaKnesses as Yeshchina, and the Shechina actually came. There's Maaser Rav that the Gemara brings in Megillah Chavtes Amud Aleph. Here, the Gemara, which by the way also mentions Avud Shmuel and Levi, they used to daven there. There was an andarti in front of this Beis HaKnesses. It's hard to fathom. But this Beis HaKnesses, which represented the Mokim of Ashras HaShechina in Harda, this shtick Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, was a place where there was an andarti. But I'm going to ask you a festive kasha. The Chassam Sofer's kasha in the tshuva. The Chassam Sofer says, it sounds gevaldik. But you should know, I found the tshuva Zagoinen, says the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer says that these Avonim weren't just Avnei Yerushalayim. They were actually Avonim of the Beis HaMikdash. The offer wasn't just offer from Yerushalayim. It was offer from the Beis HaMikdash, which explains the Gemara Megillah Chavtes. It was a shtick Beis HaMikdash. A befrekta, Chassam Sofer, there's a pasuk in Yechesk, befrekta Chassam Sofer, how were the Yidden allowed to take the Avonim of the Beis HaMikdash and now use it for personal use? Isn't this Me'ila 101? And now let it be netted from Avnei Yerushalayim. The laws of Me'ila apply to Kachim Mizbeach. They apply to Kachim Bedek Abayis as well. And Lechura, the Beis HaMikdash was Kachim Bedek Abayis. So if the Beis HaMikdash was Kachim Bedek Abayis, who gave the Yidden a gerecht to go ahead and now take the Avonim of the Beis HaMikdash and offer the Beis HaMikdash and build the Beis HaKnesses? It's beautiful. It's interesting. It's hashtag rest of the story. But at the end of the day, Freik Tachsam Seifer, who gave them a right to do it? Lechura, this is Me'ila. Zok Tachsam Seifer, Pshat, based on a Gemara in Avodah Zara, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, I can't wait till then. So based on a Gemara in Avodah Zara, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, maybe it's a Shabbos Daf, who knows. But either way, based on a Gemara in Avodah Zara, that quotes a Pasuk in Yechezkel Perek Zay. The Pasuk says as follows, V'asi boisi ponai mehem, V'chilalu es tzfuni, uvo v'pritzin v'chilalua. The Pasuk over there describes Yechezkel saying Nevuah, that bad people, Pritzim are going to come and they're going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And you know what's going to happen when they destroy the Beis HaMikdash? Uvova paritzim techilalua. Biloshen chulin. The Gemara says that kiman shebo ba pritzim, as soon as the pritzim enter the Beis HaMikdash, it becomes chulin. And the laws of Hektish no longer apply. So it says the Chassam Sofer, it's pasha. That's pshat in this Gemara. The reason that the Yidden were allowed to take the Avnei Beis HaMikdash and the Afar, because this was already in the Zeiten von Churban Beis HaMikdash. And even though, if you know the history, Golus Yechonyu was before Churban Beis HaMikdash, right? It wasn't Churban Beis HaMikdash. It was before Churban Beis HaMikdash. Churban Beis HaMikdash happened in three phases. The first was called Golus Yehoyachin. The second was called Golus Yehoyachin. And the third was called Golus Tzidkiyo. Golus Yehoyachin is the one that's mentioned the most in Shas, the Cheresh and the Masker. Rashi brings it in Sechtes Gittin Davav Amenalov. But the Golus Yehoyachin was when Nebuchadnezzar sent for the young stars in Eretz Yisrael. There were young prodigies. He knew that the Jews had always contributed so much to society, to civilization, and he wanted to bring these people. They should be part of his Chever, which, by the way, that's the Tifka. You appreciate a little bit when you say Asher Hegla in Nebuchadnezzar. That's the point that we say with Mardchai, that he was one of the people that went to Golus with Yehoyachin. It's a shvach of Mardchai. That when Yehoyachin came and he took the young budding stars in Yerushalayim, Mardchai was one of them. Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, Daniel, this was the Chabura. This was the group. Mardchai was from those young superstars. But either way, so Yehoyachin comes, and it was before Churban. It was 11 years before Churban Beis HaMikdash. But regardless, but at that point, it was already considered Uvolva Peritzim. I mean, that was already considered Uvolva Peritzim V'chilalu on some level. Therefore, they were allowed to take the Avnei Beis HaMikdash, or maybe they didn't use it until after the actual Churban Beis HaMikdash. But the bottom line is, that's the point. As I zok the Heirgach Sam Sofer, that's why you were able to have this Beik Nishta, the Shavu Yosef Ben Arda. It was something you're allowed to have. He talks about this in another place. He actually speaks about this in many Tshuvas of Sam Sofer. Just tell you one other interesting Tshuva where he says, as we all know the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan said, had I been there, had I had a vote, when the Chacham were masakin Tisha B'Av, I would have said that Tisha B'Av should be on Yud. It shouldn't be on Tes, because the Ikris Reifus Beis HaMikdash happened on Yud B'Av. It didn't happen on Tes B'Av. So the Gemara says, so why do we do it on Tes B'Av? Because the Aschala, it started. So the Chassam Sofer, the Gemara didn't give such a compelling response. I think Rabbi Yechon was right. Rabbi Yechon had said the Ikris Reifus Beis HaMikdash happened on Yud. So doesn't it make sense? Why are we going Basu the Aschala? Right, so you do it. The Kotzker Rebbe asked the Kasher. Rabbi Yechon Lashitasa, he holds the Masachtas B'Av HaKama Ishim Ishim Chitzav. That as soon as you light the fire, everything that happens is machmas, the original maisa. So the Kotzker Rebbe said, Rabbi Yechon Lashitas, I should have understood why Churban Beis HaMikdash was considered to have happened on Tes B'Av. Eishem Yishem Chitzav. Even though the fire is burning on Yud, but it's all machmas Chitzav Shal Tes. And Lomdis, you would argue, and Bava Kama Diga Lomdis, the Churban Taka did happen on Tes. That was the Kotzker Rebbe's Kasha. But either way, so the Chassam Sofer says, what's Taka B'Shal? Why was Rabbi Yechon wrong? Why do we go Basad Aschola, not Basad Eker? Because once the Beis HaMikdash started burning, it was Uboba, Pritz of the Chilalua. At that point, it was already Nasa Chulin. What happened later happened in Chulin. It was already Avonim Shal Chulin. The Iker Chilalua, that happened with the Aschala. Either way, maybe we'll pick up with some more rain on this tomorrow.